and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. A handful of Republicans are already threatening to vote no if there aren't changes to the budget that just narrowly passed the House. CBS's Linda Kenyon explains.
The sweeping bill containing President Trump's domestic policy agenda passed in the House by just one vote. That's why Speaker Johnson on CNN said the Republican-led Senate shouldn't mess with it.
I have a very delicate balance here, a very delicate equilibrium that we've reached over a long period of time, and it's best not to meddle with it too much.
But Wisconsin Republican Ron Johnson, also on CNN, said the House hasn't cut spending nearly enough.
I think we have enough to stop the process until the president gets serious about spending reduction and reducing the deficit.
It's estimated this bill will add trillions to the national debt. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
About 100 aid trucks are getting into war-torn Gaza each day, but the head of the UN World Food Program tells CBS's Face the Nation it's not enough.
Right now, we have 500,000 people inside of Gaza that are extremely food insecure and could be on the verge of famine if we don't help bring them back from that.
At the border crossing overseas, prisoners of war released back to Ukraine chant and wrap themselves in flags. Russia and Ukraine released about 300 prisoners each. Even so, the BBC's James Waterhouse says Russia pounded Ukraine's capital overnight with air and drone strikes.
The scale of these attacks are only increasing. Ukrainian regions in the west, north, south were also targeted. And President Zelensky hasn't really held back this morning. He has said America's silence will only encourage Vladimir Putin to keep doing the same.
Today marks 5 years since George Floyd's death at the hands of Minneapolis police. Jay Webb tends to the garden at the intersection where Floyd died.
Underneath this garden is written the words peace, love, charity, prosperity. That which is seen comes from that which is unseen.
The Pacific Coast Highway in the Malibu area has reopened following massive wildfires in and around Los Angeles. More from CBS News Los Angeles reporter Zach Boetto.
As soon as we heard it's back open, my husband said, let's go.
Whether beachgoers are grabbing lunch with family or catching waves off the pier, these visitors are encouraging making the trip now that PCH is back open.
Yeah, they should come because there's lots to see and do here. It's beautiful.
It seems like it's okay. So, if you feel like coming to Malibu, I feel like everybody should. It's lovely.
Wildfires in January burned for weeks. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies on tap for your Sunday. Light winds at highs in the upper 60s. Tonight, mostly clear skies, not quite as chilly as what we've experienced Sunday morning. Temperatures in the lower 40s. On Memorial Day, mostly sunny upper 60s. Right now, it's 64.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a very special Memorial Day episode. We talk to Jeremy Lyon from the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs on our cemeteries, honoring our veterans and more. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Well, there's something from the 60s. Mm-hmm. And the name of the song is No Matter What Shape. And that is from the T-Bones. And I'm Tim, the polka guy. I thought we'd try something different here. That was a song that Alka-Seltzer used in a commercial, No Matter What Shape. And they would show in plop, plop, fizz, fizz thing, you know? Anyway, welcome to the polka party. I was going to do a couple things here before I get into the polkas. And that was one of them. And then there was another commercial that they used a song from The Brass Ring. And it was for Benson and Hedges cigarettes, if you recall. And it was The Disadvantages of You, because the cigarette was so long that when he'd be sitting in a small car and the thing would get smashed on the windshield. So here's The Brass Ring. I think you remember this song. The music was so much more melodic back in the 60s. I mean, you can tell the difference right there, that, you know, the harmonies, how they just combine and whatever. I love that stuff. Anyway, we're going to play a tune here that goes back to the middle 60s. I like this stuff. And this is Bob Mastel. He's out of Minnesota. He's passed on now, but good album he put out. And this is It Happened in My Heart, and it's the name of the album.
With one so lovely, no wonder I fell. It happened, it happened, it happened in my heart, beside a moonlit lake. happening here as heart to heart we dance. With one so lovely, no wonder I fell. It happened, it happened, it happened in my heart, beside a moonlit lake. And now, my dear, it's happening here, as heart to heart we dance.
The triplet Schottisch. That was from Bob Mastel. We're going to feature him a little bit here, Bob Mastel. The triplet Schottisch. And then I think we're going to do the Carousel Waltz up next.
Thank you.
dummy model from the factory and take it home with me. I'll dress it up with clothes like the ones you wear. I'll even get a wig that'll match your hair. I'm gonna sprinkle it with bourbon just the way you do, and put on lipstick too. And when I'm done, I'll bet you 10 to 1 she'll be a lot more fun than you. Get a dummy model from the factory and take it home with me. I'll dress it up with clothes like the ones you wear. I'll even get a wig that'll match your hair. I'm gonna sprinkle it with bourbon just the way you do, and put on lipstick too. And when I'm done, I'll bet you 10 to 1 she'll be a lot more fun than you.
Hey, Bob Mastel, huh? And a dummy model polka. Now you heard the rest of the story. Okay, we're going to continue, and we're going to have a tune here by the... Oh, I think I go here and look again here. This is the Jolly Time Polka from Ruben Siegert out of Milwaukee. He was a truck driver, and he had his small band that he did part-time, and he made a few recordings. Most of them, I guess they were all like 45s for the jukebox. And this is the Jolly Time Polka.
Thank you.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
In Flanders Fields is one of the most notable poems written during World War I, perhaps even the most famous war poem of all time. Canadian physician and Lieutenant Colonel John McCrae wrote it on 3rd May of 1915, after he witnessed the death of his friend, Lieutenant Alex Helmer, 22 years old, the day before.
In Flanders Fields, the poppies blow, between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place, and in the sky, the larks still bravely singing, fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders Fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe, to you from failing hands we throw, the torch be yours to hold it high, if ye break faith with us who die. We shall not sleep, though poppies grow, in Flanders Fields.
In Flanders Fields was first published in December 1915. Within months, the poem came to symbolize the sacrifices of all those who were fighting for in the First World War. Today, the poem continues to be part of the memorial ceremonies around the world.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Polka Party. And we have Walter Ostenick once again back on the old CD player. And he's, you know, with this warm weather coming around here, we got to play a tune about the motorcyclists. I think they're driving a Honda on this one, but all the same, it's La Ronda. How about a ride on my new Honda, huh? So let's see how that goes.
Hey, La Ronda, how about a ride on my new Honda?
On my Honda, we'll go zipping down the street, you on the back of my buddy's seat, you and me, La Ronda on my Honda. Hey La Ronda, would you kinda like to go riding on my Honda? We'll go putt-putting up a hill, we'll have thrills and we'll have chills, you and me, La Ronda on my Honda. We'll go riding after dark, we'll go riding through the park, we'll go riding by the sea, just you and me. Hey, La Ronda, would you kind of like to go riding on my Honda? We'll go zipping down the street, you on the back of my buddy's seat, you and me, La Ronda on my Honda. We'll be right back.
Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A handful of Senate Republicans say they'd vote no on the House version of the budget if there aren't more spending cuts. Democrats like Colorado Senator Michael Bennett tell CNN the current cuts are in the wrong place.
If the 53 Republicans in the Senate insist on ramming it through, the American people are going to know who owns this piece of legislation.
The bill reduces spending on Medicaid. Russia pounded Kyiv overnight, even as Russia and Ukraine swapped prisoners of war. The BBC's James Waterhouse says Ukraine's president is growing impatient.
President Zelensky hasn't really held back this morning. He has said America's silence will only encourage Vladimir Putin to keep doing the same.
The Pacific Coast Highway in the Malibu area has reopened following massive wildfires.
We were super excited to hear that the PCH is back open. We used to come here every weekend.
January wildfires caused billions of dollars in damage. CBS News Brief, I'm Heather Bosch.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies on tap for your Sunday. Light winds at highs in the upper 60s. Tonight, mostly clear skies, not quite as chilly as what we've experienced Sunday morning. Temperatures in the lower 40s. On Memorial Day, mostly sunny, upper 60s. Right now, it's 67.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, hey, welcome back to the Polka Party. Yeah, we just had a Rube Sigurd number in that last segment. And the flip side of that Jolly Time polka is Love Me Waltz, you know. What the heck? Yeah, Love Me Waltz. I was right. So let's give that one a spin, shall we? Love Me Waltz, or You're All I Asked For. Mm-hmm. Ruben Segret in the band. You know, one time I was playing these records at the Hartford radio station, and I got a telephone call from Rube's son, who was driving through listening to the radio, and he couldn't believe it, that he actually heard his father's records being played after all those years or whatever. And it's like, I'm the one that always digs out these old recordings. I just know, I just love them. Here's another old recording, and it's Sweet Georgia Brown, and it's performed by Roman Haynes out of Milwaukee.
Thank you. love still true? Are you teasing me? Are you teasing me?
Canada's Polka King, Walter Ostinick and the boys, and Don't Wait Till Tomorrow. No, you never know. Right now we have Steve Meisner in the band from Jammin' Polkas, and You're My Main Attraction.
This is Locally Grown Radio, WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign. So we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Locally Grown Radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Well, our time has gone by so quickly here at the Polka Party. I got two tunes I can probably squeeze in here quick. One by Ralph Bendix from the early 60s, and then we'll do one called Do a Polka. But this one here is the Babysitting Boogie.
My girl babysits for someone on her block. Then I come up and join her and we start to rock. The baby hears the beat and man, it really is a shock when he goes
boogie.
A rockin' type of boogie is the kind of song that makes this little baby want to sing along. And though he maybe gets the tune a little wrong, he still goes. He isn't too young to really feel the beat. He rocks back and forth in his little seat. He claps both his hands when he taps his feet and sings. He's a holly golly bouncing baby boy. You know the record player is his favorite toy. And don't forget he's everybody's pride and joy when he goes. The kind of song that makes this little baby want to sing along. And though he maybe gets the tune a little wrong, he still goes. He isn't too young to really feel the beat. He rocks back and forth in his little seat. He claps both his hands when he taps his feet and sings. And when it's time to tuck him in his little bed, with all that music running through his sleepy head, the little fella doesn't say goodnight. Instead he says, and this goes
boogie.
Babysitting Boogie. Well, with that, we're going to say goodbye. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Don't forget, our program is rebroadcast on Sunday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Have yourself a great week, everybody. Bye-bye for now.
On your mark, ready, set, get into the swing. Don't be shy, step it high, do a polka. Find a girl, any girl, take her on the floor. Whirl around, let your temperature climb. Come along and dance a polka. And we'll all have a wonderful time.
Everybody swing, come along, dance along to a polka. On your mark, ready, set, get into the swing. Don't be shy, step it high to a polka. Find a girl, any girl, take her on the floor. Whirl around, let your temperature climb. Come along and dance a polka, and we'll all have a wonderful time.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll rebroadcast some recent clips as we take time off to honor Memorial Day and those whose sacrifices gave us the freedom we continue to defend.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. It was 5 years ago today that George Floyd died at the hands of Minneapolis police, sparking nationwide cries for police accountability. Reporter Susie Jones is at the intersection where an officer knelt on Floyd's neck until he lost consciousness.
Minneapolis City Councilmember Andrea Jenkins says it is a bittersweet time with some new businesses opening in the area, but no permanent memorial this many years later.
It's extremely frustrating.
Her wish for the site is that it becomes a place of healing.
That's my ultimate goal, is to have peace, love, and beauty at the intersection of George Floyd Square.
Susie Jones for CBS News, Minneapolis.
Speaker Mike Johnson is defending the budget passed by the Republican-controlled House as it faces an uncertain future in the Senate. Johnson telling CNN,
it's not an economic gamble. It's a big investment. And look, this, what this bill is going to do,